Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of Kiki FT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
So we got 49 degrees in Reno at the moment, as for the rest of the weather. Late tonight and tomorrow morning is the next chance for Sierra snow and chain controls. We have a high wind warning in this area going on right now, but Washoe Valley, I don't see the the wind controls up. So it's easy going today. I can't find any chain controls either. So this is the sweet spot. And I'm the sweet host, John Potter. You stop. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local. The Groaner is in Carson City. Yes, it's our friend Craig Moss. How are you, Craig boy?
I'm doing great. I woke up this morning, got in the car. It was 52 degrees in Reno at my apartment. That got down to Carson City. It said it was 55. You know, it's like cool spring weather here.
But, you know, how do we feel in these, 7 days between Christmas and New Year's? It's
lethargic.
It's almost like Twilight Zone. You know, remember the episode, like, where the couple wakes up and they can't find any people? I think it was called Where Is Everybody? I don't know.
The roads were pretty much empty. I think I maybe saw 15 cars on the whole trip down to Carson.
I know. And contrast that, I got to bring this up. Phil and I were talking about this Monday. We started the week. It was Monday, the 23rd. I was here doing news and traffic. And from 9 to like late afternoon, we had this big mysterious backup each direction on 580. And the backup was at the Plum Lane off ramps. And these backups were happening for hours. And I, reporting traffic here, I could not find a source for these backups. I was looking at the highway cameras. The state police said there was no crash on the highway. It was just a real puzzle. I mean, why would traffic suddenly get congested at both Plum off ramps from 580 on Monday? Can you guess?
No idea.
All right. Well, this is something else. At the end of my shift, I got to walk out and see why. The reason for the backups on 580 was Costco. Yes.
Couldn't get into Christmas. The Costco parking lot, so.
There was a long line. I looked up and down the highway from the ramps. There was a long line of packed stop-and-go vehicles from 580 all the way, follow that, all the way to the Costco entrances. So you had the traffic backed up on 580 because people were hung up at the traffic light at the off-ramp at Plum to turn left or to turn right to go to the Costco right by there. Costco, folks, is now controlling 580 traffic.
I wonder how many of those people were trying to get to the Costco gas before they were heading out of town
too,
since this was Monday.
Yeah. Well, it tells you how way over congested, not just for Christmas shopping, how way over congested that store is. Can half of you folks switch to Sam's Club by chance?
Or do the Costco out in Spanish Springs?
That's not enough, Craig.
Drive down to Carson if you're driving out of town.
We need a Costco in North Reno, and we need a Costco in South Reno by Mount Rose Highway. And keep the one on Harvard Way open, like Trader Joe's is keeping their original Smithridge store open. I don't know why they're not building them right now. You know they would be packed if they opened it. My gosh, you could put a Costco in Fernley. You could put a Costco up at Rob Drive. It'd be packed. They'd be a big success. No chance of failure. And give some breathing room to the one off of Plum.
And I think part of the problem I just realized is doesn't Costco, they have the two-tiered availability to get in, like 9 o'clock for executive or 8 o'clock for executive members and 10 o'clock for
right.
and 10 o'clock for everyday members?
Yeah, they have like this early hour. So I went back when I was an executive. that was sweet.
I still have my executive card. I like that.
Oh, well, fancy. But anyway, you know, it kind of reminds me of the lesson that cities like Phoenix and Atlanta learned when I talk about if they open a Costco anywhere, it'd be packed. Atlanta widened their highways in the 90s. They didn't really have to, but the Olympics were coming. And they thought, well, in 20 years, we're going to need these new lanes anyway. Well, if you build the lanes, people come. Drivers in Atlanta, they left their roads to use the highway because it was so fast and there was no backups. And the short commute times, they attracted newcomers moving to the city. People move for easy traffic and short commutes. How many times have you asked a Californian why they moved to Reno and hear them say, well, in the Bay Area, it took me an hour to get to work. So widening the highways just congested them more in Phoenix and Atlanta. And anyway, yes, more Costco, please. So hope you had a great Christmas. How was yours, Craig?
Mine was fabulous. I did my Skyping Christmas with a couple of my family members and back in Minnesota and just enjoyed the time away from the office. Normally on holidays, not to jinx it for next Wednesday, but normally on holidays there's some sort of failure on a mountaintop or one of the station's computers. But thankfully we were not affected by the Christmas gremlins.
It's a wonderful thing not to have a job where you don't have to wear a beeper or something like that.
Yeah, I just have my cell phone, and all of a sudden
you don't get
equipment
to turn it
calls
off.
Me. The equipment calls me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
you're being told by the equipment to come in.
Well, it'll tell me that there's
it's
a problem, and I can,
That's dehumanizing. Well, anyway.
It is. Christmas. It's like the machines are taking over the world.
Oh, my gosh. AI doesn't understand how important Christmas is, you know. Anyway, I got pants and shirts. Nothing to really say. I miss the days when us boys would get the G.I. Joes and the lawn darts.
What did you get for Kathy? And was she surprised?
Well, here's the thing. My gosh. You've heard it said. Young people say it even. Oh, I don't know. I don't need anything. I have everything I need. And it seems like a flippant thing to say that doesn't really have a lot of fact to it. But when you hit 70 years old, it's the absolute truth. I know Kathy inside and out, and everything she likes, she has a big inventory of things that can satisfy that interest that she has. Okay, there was one thing she may have wanted, but there was no way I was going to buy the latest Rachel Maddow book. I just draw the line. I wasn't going to do that. So I get shirts and pants, and she gets jewelry. It's a total lack of imagination. But I'll tell you, we know each other, and if we get anything else, it would go sit on a shelf in the garage, and that's just the way it is. Very
difficult.
Did she
get you your 12th printer of the season?
It's funny you say that. After the show, I'm going to FedEx to ship the latest HP printer back to them. This is my divorce from HP. Very excited. And I'm going to go brother or one of those things or something like that. So I said, this isn't working. It's just not working. So they charged me $130, to send it back. So, because I didn't fulfill the subscription. How many times have I said on the radio, don't get a subscription, they'll bite you. The service is terrible because they know they got you. You live and learn, you know. So
it's less expensive to have local tech support than do the subscription.
How true. Every time I needed tech support, and I needed it a lot because the thing just did not work, it was the Philippines. You call the Philippines. They had no USA service call number. I tried. I researched everywhere. No, every single call goes to the Philippines, where, you know, those people in the Philippines, they answer, they say their name is Dave, you know, or Luther. And it's got to be comical after a while. But anyway, very hard to understand them, and they couldn't understand me. The thing never got fixed, so back it goes. And finally, that will be the last time I ever talk about an HP printer. Haven't I been griping? My show has been all about, for 3 years now, griping about either HP or Channel 2. And I think I finally run out of things to say about either one of them.
I'll make a printer recommendation. Yes, the Brother's a very good printer. Kyocera is also a very good printer. So,
well, I have the Consumer Reports, and I think Brother came out on top. The Canon came out second. Kyocera, that's like for factories, isn't it, or companies?
That's what we use here in our office. It's a color printer.
No, you got a Xerox here.
Well, in Reno studios, Reno offices, yes.
Yeah,
Carson City, we have the Kyocera.
No, but those things, they cost, like, the Xerox, I'm sure, about $1,000. See, I prefer to buy the printer for $100 and spend $35 for the ink cartridge every month. That's, you know, I know. 917, I was going to talk about these new laws. Our good man, Phil Galbraith, sent me this article from Channel 8, the new Nevada laws taking effect in 2025. They take effect in 4 days. Greg and I are going to talk about these new local laws next, after the break. And we'd like to hear what you think about them. Let's open up the phone lines, Craig, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Talk about those new Nevada laws taking effect in just 4 days after we go to the phones and clear the lines. Let's go to Carson City. Joe at 884-9910. Hey, Joe, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, John, good morning to you. Yeah, you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, yeah, I'm heard Channel 2 is finally getting with the program in society, getting less liberal.
No. What?
Yeah,
where did you hear that?
Some people are jumping ship, I heard.
Oh, I see.
Now I know why you left. I know why you left a long time ago.
Long story, Joe.
Hey, Joe, can I get you to do me a favor and have you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, I'll walk away from it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Joe. Anything else you wanted to?
Yeah, I just want to say I work on Saturdays and I try to get all your show in I can. It's really good. Really good show.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you so much. Even today, huh? I appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right. I don't usually come on so loud. I'm somebody just messaged me and said, what are you ranting with a high-pitched voice for? I'm going to blame the station ownership for that, because last Saturday I was mellow and cool and very intelligent. It's because I wasn't overdosing on coffee. I did that show last Saturday, Craig, without coffee. We ran out of coffee, and I made a comment on the air about no coffee. So what did they bring in? They brought in 2 cases of coffee, and I've been guzzling coffee, and I'm just going out of my mind. So it's not my fault. It's strictly station management, which is ruined the show already.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's 9:29. Current temperature in Reno just hits 50 degrees. John Potter here. Just got this text here from Randy. Friggin' funny, John. Or no, friggin' funny. John talks about management and gets knocked off the air. Happy Saturday. Now, come on, that's a Channel 2 move. That's not a KKFT move. It was an honest technical occurrence here. So I won't mention management again. So I want to get to these new Nevada laws. They go into effect in like 4 days, and we're going to do that after we talk with Derek. Derek comes on at 9:30 every Saturday to talk about the great, incredible stuff he's doing at BrainHealthFormulas.com. How's it going, Derek?
Doing great, John. How are you?
How was Christmas?
I was wonderful. How was your Christmas?
You know, it was great. It never really matches up to the memories. You know, that's just the way. I mean, the days when, you know, I wanted a Tonka truck for Christmas, and you know, sitting in the front seats, we'd put G.I. Joe and Barbie, and they were made of metal, not crap metal. Tonka trucks, they were like commercial grade. Kids would sit on them. And I know people who still have them. They haven't aged at all, those Tonka trucks.
They were made to last back then.
That's right. So those are my memories. Like I said earlier, I got shirts and pants. That's what us seniors have to look forward to. So anything going on with your in between Christmas and New Year's?
You mean like a sale?
Yeah.
Yes, what we're going to do is we're going to do all the bundles on the website, 2-for-1. Yeah. And we're going to have a 2-for-1 sale of all the bundles on the website.
What does Andy Reid say? Bundalooza. Bundalish. What is it? Anyway, we can't use that word. State Farm owns it. So, save on all bundles. Buy 2, get 1 free. So you usually pick a certain bundle, but this is wide open where you can go to the website and look at, what, 40 different products?
Yep, about that. And we have, I believe, at least 5 different bundles, 6 or 7, maybe. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to, people get just, they get to choose whatever bundle they want.
Other piece of news here, your Master Blaster capsules have been updated.
Yeah.
Why did you update the Master Blaster capsules?
This is a little bit of a story. So a couple weeks ago, I was in the middle of an interview, and I lost the ability to recall information. So my memory kind of stopped working. It was kind of tragic in a way because it kind of reminded me of the way I felt. And so I just chalked it up, not eating breakfast before the interview, and kind of went on with my day trying to rebuild one of the functionality of my brain. And it's kind of concerning to me in a lot of ways because it didn't make sense to me. So then there's a couple days later, I was at working in my lab and I felt that onset again. And when I recognized that a similar feeling as what happened a couple days before, I started just analyzing, how can this be happening? How can the functionality of my brain just not recall data, not recall information, not recall those memories or research that I've developed? And so I started looking at, okay, this has to be some type of enzyme in the brain itself disrupting the transmission of cell signal to recall memories. I'm like, if it's enzyme related, this is between the hypothalamus, which is a gland that controls all electrical communication from the brain to the hypothalamus, and then the hypothalamus is like a transformer. It transforms information from the brain to the hypothalamus and then transforms that information from the hypothalamus to the body. So there's 2 different sections.
So it does more than a cup of coffee.
It arguably is the true AI because it's an organic gland that transmits all electrical distribution, but it also is collagen-based that requires a blood supply.
Okay.
Isn't that fascinating? I think it's fascinating.
You love this stuff.
I do.
You're telling me this with this big smile on your face, like you're a kid with a toy here.
It's great.
And what a lab you must have.
So hold on a second.
Yeah?
We're not through. No, that's just the beginning part.
Okay.
And so in looking at this, I started losing the transmission. I started losing access to memories. I started losing access to information that I have developed in the past 5 years since developing Restore. I'm like, okay, so this has to be enzyme-based. This has to be something that's disrupting transmission of signal to access memories, to access information within my own brain. And I'm like, okay, if that's what's going on, then I just start asking questions. Okay, if this is happening, That means I have to already have some type of extract that can disrupt the transmission of this enzyme that's overworking, that's disrupted. So in order to disrupt the electrical communication, that has to do with the myelin sheath in the brain. Because that's what
what?
Myelin sheath. That's what protects the electrical transmission. That protects our nervous system.
Should I be taking notes here?
No, but the reason I'm getting to all this and why I'm explaining all this is this is the reason for Parkinson's, MS, ALS, and arguably dementia and Alzheimer's. It's a dysregulation of these enzymes.
So this is a major discovery, pretty much.
Because it's not an autoimmune disorder. It's not a disease. These enzymes are the brain loses communication with these enzymes, so they arguably, this is my theory anyways, it's arguable that when a brain cannot regulate the production of enzymes to maintain a specific diameter of the myelin sheath, those enzymes get turned on, then they don't turn off.
So what can the improved Master Blaster do for people who don't have ALS?
It can improve the transmission of our memory because it regulates the myelin sheath, and we can actually manually shut down the production of those enzymes with fruit extracts.
Now, you say the bundles are buy two, get one free. What's the Master Blaster bundle?
That's actually in almost all of them. That's in the brain health bundle. That's in the weight loss bundle. That's in the general health and well-being bundle.
Are you playing favorites with your products?
No.
So Master Blaster is like your favorite one?
It works on rebuilding the function of the brain. I mean, it is truly significant because, and why it's in the weight loss bundle, is it improves our ability to regulate appetite.
If it's that great for the brain, how is it different from Restore? Because Restore was made to benefit the brain too.
That's right.
So what's the difference?
So Restore activates the brain. Arguably, it specifically is activating the hypothalamus. It works on to normalize the immune system, to balance the immune system. If we have an overactive immune system, then that starts to affect other parts of our body. So if we can balance out our immune system, which increases the efficacy of our immune system, so that we can then fight off colds. We can fight off bacteria infections more efficiently. We can actually fight off fungal infections. We can keep ourselves healthier, longer, so we don't get run down as fast. Stress has less of an effect on us. And we can continue to do more and be more efficient with our everyday life activities.
That's the Master Blaster and Restore on brainhealthformulas.com. Can you recommend a product? And here's something that I felt like I needed this morning. Can you recommend a product that just basically makes you feel younger?
Restore does that. Actually, the two that you mentioned, Restore and Master Blaster, I believe can do all of that. The way that we shifted it, by regulating those enzymes in the brain, it actually improves the simplicity and the fluidity of how our brain functions. So everything seems fluid. It's like for all the bicyclists out there, anyone's had a BMX bike as a kid, it's like adding oil to your chain after your bike got left out through a rainstorm, instead of just grinding, trying to get the tires to move. Everything's well lubricated, and that's the way the brain functions by using Master Blaster. It's like greasing in the hubs on your car wheels, on the axles of your car. It's like putting oil in your car if it was deficient in oil. Everything just works better.
I ask because I gotta say, getting older gives Twist and Shout a whole new meaning.
Chubby Checker version?
Yeah, well, that's how I felt when I got up today, Twist and Shout. And so that's not a joke. I'm serious about that. But okay, so we covered Master Blaster, which has been updated. Now, what was the updating? What was the new ingredient compared to the old Master Blaster that you added to the new?
So what we did was we provided those fruit extracts to be able to regulate the enzymes in the brain.
Okay.
And so those are three different fruit extracts that all play into it. They're native to Asia. So mangosteen, which there's been a ton of research on because science and medicine believe that the xanthones from mangosteen, from the skin of a mangosteen, actually has tremendous medical benefits, which there's a lot of science that proves that.
Is that like a mango? Mangosteen?
No, it's like the size of a plum.
I've never heard of it.
It has a purple skin. and you have to kind of peel the skin off, and inside is this white, luscious fruit.
How come they don't sell that in stores?
Because it doesn't you can't transport it very easily. So it really has to ripen on a tree. And since it's native to like tropical areas, yeah. it doesn't transport very well.
Interesting.
And so it's really fascinating. So mangosteen is one of the arguably, it has a lot of enzymes in it that no other fruits have.
Okay.
And so there's also lychee that also provides enzymes that nothing else has. Lychee fruit.
Heard of that. Yeah.
Sometimes they get here. Very rarely, but sometimes they arrive here in the United States anyways. And then durian. Durian's note is known as the king of fruits because it has just about every single enzyme a human could need. So it benefits the brain. It benefits the gut.
Is that the one that smells like dead people?
It does smell like dead people until you taste it. It tastes like vanilla custard. It tastes
really?
Like vanilla. It tastes, I don't know that I've eaten the raw fruit, but when I taste the fruit extracts to see if I can taste it. And that's one of the, it's so there's a lot of, there's tremendous amount of benefits to it. So people that have IBS, IBD, or people that have gastrointestinal problems, just consuming a durian fruit extract, calms down the overactive intestinal tract because of all the natural enzymes from durian fruit.
Why are you dressed up today?
John, I just do it because I feel more comfortable now.
Clothes do make a mental difference. You're absolutely right.
I would have argued against that 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I would have said it shouldn't make a difference.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
I am going to eat food and looking forward to 2025.
Where at? Not the Tahoe Tavern again.
No, I'm not much of a tavern person.
Okay.
Nothing very exciting for me.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool. We can't make up our mind what to do.
It's
I said to Kathy, I said, you know what? The RTC buses are free on New Year's Eve. Folks, if you're interested, the RTC buses in the Reno area, Sparks, starting at 6 p.m. New Year's Eve, they're free. And I said, you know what? We could go downtown on the bus and come back on a bus without having to worry about the parking and all the hassle and everything. And she told me in a polite way that she wouldn't be caught dead on a bus. Not going to happen.
It's so boring.
Yes, and we ain't walking. That's another
yes. That's a lot of walking.
Anyway, folks, you have any questions for Derek Lee, 884-9910 is the number to call. He ask him anything. It's like he's a fountain of knowledge when it comes to the brain, and he's so excited when he discovers something new about it. And by the way, I'm a testimonial here. I take my Restore every morning, and I took Restore with the Shilajit of this morning.
Yeah.
I feel... that's a great combination.
It is. It's fantastic.
It's what my body is saying right now. So very cool stuff. 884-9910. So we'll take our break and be back with one more segment with Derek Lee. Don't forget, while we take this break, you can go to brainhealthformulas.com and you get all the bundles, buy two, get one free. We'll go to your calls next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:43.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
51 degrees in Reno. There is a high wind warning. And where's this for? Let me see. I think mainly Tahoe, it says here at the bottom. California, Western Nevada. But no wind restrictions on Washoe Valley on the data here. So anyway, I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. Derek Lee is here. He's taking questions. He runs brainhealthformulas.com. Let's go to Bob, calling from Tahoe. Hey, Bob, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you having someone like Derek on talking about brain health and connections. I really appreciate it. One of the things I want to ask Derek is in signaling, with balance of like brain signaling, Let me step back. I had a couple brain injuries and traumatic injuries just from snowboard accidents and motorcycle crashes, and had some severe head injuries and lost my memory. And that was probably about 20 plus years ago, multiple injuries actually. But what I was asking is that in the electrical signaling of the brain and the balance of signaling, like with homeostasis, do you believe, I mean, I look at the body after having all these injuries and kind of looking into it, I believe everything is through electrical. Everything is electrical signaling through every single movement in our fingers, our eyes, our talk, everything is electrical. And could it be, I was wondering, has Derek ever heard of the Schumann resonance? It's an electric signal first talked about by Dr. Fitzgerald, I believe, in the late 1800s. And then we had Nikola Tesla, the great scientist, talk about it in the early 1900s, around 1910. He said there was a quasi-standing electromagnetic pulse in our atmosphere that resonated at 10 hertz. And then it was Dr. Winfried Otto Schumann and Herbert Koenig from the University of Munich between 1952 and 1954 that were doing studies on a waveguide on ball physics of what our atmospheric frequency would be.
All right, Bob, let me ask you this.
That came up at 7.8.
All right, so you believe in that theory yourself, Bob?
It's just science, and they talked about it many hundred years ago. And even before that, it was Luigi Galvani and Alexander.
Well, let's ask Derek what he thinks about it, and you can catch the answer, Bob, on your radio. So, Derek, what do you have to say about that? I mean, the brain is basically runs on
electrical impulse.
Right, exactly. He's saying there's some in the atmosphere at a certain frequency.
It's all correlating. You know, there's the universe is the universe. There's radio waves throughout all the universe, throughout our solar system, throughout the universe. It all exists. Can we hone into a specific frequency? Absolutely. It's why we all, the entire globe is affected a specific way, like with COVID. You know, we might not specifically know what's going on with China, but when there's severe loss, it impacts including us, because that's trauma. When there's enough global trauma, we all feel the global trauma. That's all electrical impact from the radio waves, from the electrical communication, like what Bob was just talking about. I can't ignore that, because I feel stuff like that as well. We all respond to that, to especially a significant amount of trauma, because that is felt worldwide, because we emit trauma also. We emit those effects. We emit emotion. And with those emotions, that can be picked up with radio waves, that can be picked up
and
with
emotion fires up the brain too.
And so it comes back to electrical transmission. Mm-hmm. And so this kind of comes back to what regulates the electrical transmission, comes back to the hypothalamus, that singular gland in our nervous system. And so all these things correlate. Absolutely, Bob. There is, your theory is sound, and that it all has an effect.
Do you have a product that can kind of direct?
Restore's the best at regulating the electrical transmission. That's not necessarily, that's not specific to the nervous system, but that's electrical transmission from the brain, brain to the hypothalamus, hypothalamus to the body, because we are our own supercomputer. And so to improve our own supercomputer, I believe Restore can elicit and improve our own supercomputer. And I'm kind of walking testimony for that.
So we were talking during the break about you have an IT person now to work on your website, brainhealthformulas.com.
We have recently developed a friendship with a young guy.
How young is your IT person?
He is 18.
Oh, my gosh.
He is absolutely brilliant. Abraham, if you're listening, thank you. He's a fantastic kid. He's beyond brilliant. I'm very excited to work with him. And he's revamping our website and developing a brand new website that will be more professional, more user-friendly, which is one thing he told me right off the bat. He said, Derek, your website's okay, but it's not very good. It's not user-friendly. I'm like, thank you, Abraham. Can you help me with this? He's like, yes, I can. And so I'm very excited. He can do a lot.
And there's no age. You speak at the same level in language and everything.
That's one thing I questioned before I met with him. Is 18? There's a lot of 18-year-olds that say something and then they don't do it. He's on point. He's like, I can do this, this, and this. And he's like, okay, Derek, I need you to do follow. You need to do your end.
You see, and he wants to learn from you.
He's fantastic.
And so that situation works.
Yeah.
I'll mention them just one more time. At Channel 2, it wasn't like that. I mean, the young people came in and they didn't really look up to the older people at all. I mean, they're kind of know-it-alls. It gave me the impression that this new generation came out and didn't want it. Because when I started in the business, I would have a mentor. It would be somebody who'd been there a long time and you'd learn from them. And it's not like that there. And so all the old folks were shown the door, and I think it's great to relate to young people. As a matter of fact, talking about feeling young, here's another way to feel young. I get into the songs that the high school kids love.
Wow.
I listen to Fun 101, and I'm watching this Nick Music channel on TV. All the songs the high school kids love. Don't you laugh at me, folks. And I feel they're great songs, first of all. But it does somehow make my brain feel a lot more younger than listening to the stuff I listened to in the 1960s and 70s.
Yeah.
You know, the brain learns new tunes.
Yep.
And it's great.
It's rhythm. It's the beats. It's the beats per minute. And so it's kind of like a mathematical equation.
That has to have a big effect on the brain.
Yeah, it does. And so that it has a tremendous effect. And it also elicits more emotion that transcends the mathematical computation. Mm-hmm. And so when a song can transmit mathematical computation that makes sense to us and elicit emotion, you can't really quantify that. And so it's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So at the Ariana Grande concert, if you see some gray-haired guy, no, my hair hasn't turned gray. I'm turned, 70. Is that your hair formula pills doing that to me?
It is magic. It's all magic.
We haven't talked about that, but you have a hair formula capsule.
Yeah, I actually have a few reviews that people say is the best hair supplement out there. It's available.
We got to talk more about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Final minutes here, 884-9910. But the big deal today is all bundles are buy two, get one free at brainhealthformulas.com, and look for improvements in the website from his 18-year-old wizard.
Yep. Very excited.
And the Master Blaster capsules have been updated.
Yep. The website is not the formula website for Master Blaster on the website. That formula has not been updated. However, everyone who has ordered it in the last week has gotten the updated version of Master Blaster, just so you know.
What is the most potent capsule you are selling?
Potent, I can explain that in several different ways. So the most potent Restore would be the energy formula, which is the strongest version. That's 120.
Yes, you improved that a few weeks ago.
Right. And so then the rest is more specific to individuals, because everyone's different at that point. And so we don't really adjust the strength of anything. It's more of a standardized thing.
Well, people can themselves. They that's just right. Take two of them.
That's right. That's yeah. Exactly. That's the best way to say it, John. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't take too much or you'll take over the world. BrainHealthFormulas.com. All bundles, buy two, get one. I'm going to go shopping myself here. How long is this deal on for?
We'll just go through the first through the end of the week. We'll just go for a week and see what happens.
Okay, work fast there, folks. Okay, let's go to the phones because we're running out of time. So John is calling in. Hey, John, I appreciate your call. Here's Derek. Go ahead.
Hey, Derek, tell us about your hair formula supplement. What makes it better than biotin?
Actually, biotin is in it. And so what we focus on is providing all the nutrients to make the hair. So we have hydrolyzed keratin, we have type 1 and 3 collagen, And we also use bamboo, a bamboo with a high concentration of silica, natural to bamboo. And with that composition, we have all, so that provides all the nutrients the scalp needs to produce as much hair as you want. And we also, in that same hair formula, we provide the ingredients to improve circulation of the scalp. And we provide, ingredients that improve the circulation and the vascular structure to send all the nutrients to the scalp. So we kind of do everything that's necessary in order to improve the transmission of nutrients and for the scalp to grow more efficiently. Here.
Get your long flowing locks there, Jonna. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Derek, thanks for stopping in again. Talk to you next Saturday. Folks, go to brainhealthformulas.com. All bundles are buy two, get one free. And thank you for the products that have really woken up my brain over the past several months.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure.
Save the show. I appreciate it. Okay, we'll be back after Fox News. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.